don't know. People say I got a drinking problem. That ain't no reason to stop. People saying that I've hit rock bottom just 'cause I'm living on the rocks. It's a broken heart and thinking problem. So pull the bottle off the wall.
You're on Republic of Texas Radio on Republic Broadcasting Network. And my cuckoo clock in the background thinks I'm cuckoo, but we'll just ignore that. Our host, Steve, is kind of down for the count this morning, so Alan and I will be steering the ship. Hopefully we don't bring too much shame to our host. We'll do our best. If anybody's interested in calling in this morning, the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And what we're going to get into this morning, and Alan will be with us here in just a second, is one of the things Alan and I have been talking about, and Steve, is everywhere we go, we talk to people who are horrified when they see a police officer. The car behind them scares them to death. Whether they're doing anything wrong or not, most people aren't doing anything wrong. It just horrifies them. And we wonder what happened. When did we go from protect and serve and the local Andy Griffin kind of sheriffs and law officers that were friends and made you feel good when you met them to this horrified scenario where when you see one, it's, you know, you're scared to death because of all the power. Now, we know Chris out in Vegas used to be a law officer, so maybe he'll call in and tell us a little bit. But anybody today that is a law officer in any form or fashion or has been and can tell us what's going on and maybe we get the ship righted, that would be great. One of the things that we're seeing is there's a lot of videos. Like just recently, there was one at the airport where the officer slammed this lady to the ground, and they said, well, she was combative to him. Well, the video didn't show that, and she wasn't very big. And you got to wonder, would he have done that to his daughter or his wife or his girlfriend? Like I always say, if you wouldn't, don't do it to them. Don't do it. If you wouldn't do it to yourself, don't do that. And then I also saw a video just recently where a young man had bumped into a vehicle in traffic. So they pulled over and the police pulled up and he's conditioned to show him your ID. And he was reaching for his wallet and getting out of the car, showing him his wallet, and they shot him immediately. And when you saw the video, you had to wonder why. Are things that bad today? So anyway, that's where we're going to take it. Anybody that's in law enforcement, had a dealing with something like this, anybody that's got any answers or ideas, because what we try to do on the show is we want to make things better. We don't want everybody horrified, and we don't want police officers thinking they need to do that kind of stuff. So, Alan, are you there, my friend?
I am. Yeah. You're open to music. Kind of brought back some memories. I had a drinking problem at one time, but it was just because I got to the point of where I couldn't hit my mouth anymore.
Yeah, I love that song. That's a new group called Midland, three guys, and I'm not sure if they're from Texas, but they chose that name, and they got some great new songs, and I loved it because the first thing he says is, people say I've got a drinking problem, but that's no reason to stop. Mm-hmm. I love it. So anyway, if anybody hasn't heard of them, that's the new guys. And so what's your take, Alan? I saw the video with the girl. There was no excuse for throwing her to the ground. She didn't have a gun. She didn't have a weapon. And she looked like she was about 135 pounds soaking wet. And I saw the young man get out of the car holding his license. He was horrified. His only crime was they had just bumped into the car in front of him in traffic, and they were pulling over. It's gotten crazy, and people are horrified. People see an officer behind them, and no matter who you are, Mother Teresa would get nervous. that we've gotten so far away. Like when I grew up, you knew most of the local sheriffs and the officers, and they were part of your neighborhood and the community, and it wasn't like this. Are you seeing the same thing?
Yeah, well, like I said, when I started noticing this, Doc, when it went from the being a police force, which is what everyone used to call them, they were the police, they were not law enforcement. It was after Rex 84. I got a caller actually brought this up to me one time when it started. I was bartending at that time, and I noticed it was about 1985 is when I saw it coming in Arkansas up there. And this was shortly after they had the Rex 84, the continuity of government exercises at Fort Chaffee, Arkansas, which was just outside the town that I was living in at the time, Fort Smith out there, which is just a creepy, weird, very high Masonic town. It's always been military, with a base right outside of it there. In fact, one of my cousins down here actually went to basic training during World War II up there in Arkansas, so he knew where it was. But, they had Rex 84 out there, which was the continuity of government exercises. And shortly after that, in about 85, when I really started noticing it, that they went from basically being your friend, if you got caught, with a few beers under your belt and he pulled you over, he'd say, well, where are you heading? Well, I'm heading home. And he'd say, well, I'll follow you there. Just don't let me catch you like this again. You at least got one chance, And even if you weren't, killing people and having a wreck, they were there more to help you almost. And they were helping the community as far as I was concerned. They were there to solve problems. Like you said, when you saw police, policemen come walking down the street or driving down the street, you didn't want to, turn and run in terror, because he might just drive by and shoot you and then just say, well, he looked at me wrong and I was scared and I was trying to say, protect my own life, so I shot him. And, they get, of course, they don't go to jail. No one goes to prison. It's the whole corporate thing where, basically the corporation gets fined, if anything. The police department pays a little paltry sum, and the cop stays on and gets a raise and a vacation and a bonus, And it's the whole world has just gone crazy, upside down, bat crap, It's just the rules, ordinances, statutes, all this stuff started just growing like crazy at that point in time, too. This whole continuity of government thing, Doc.
Well, yeah, and you may remember, ladies and gentlemen, we talked a lot about Carl Pittman, and we had him on the air when he was running for constitutional sheriff of Harris County here in Houston. And Carl said that he'd been in law enforcement about 35 years, and a big part of that in Harris County as a deputy. And one of the things that he had done was he had to take the sheriff to court over passing some rules for the deputies to go by that were unconstitutional, and he beat him. And right after that, that sheriff stepped down and ran for mayor. But Carl said the big problem today is we expect these guys to take an oath to the Constitution before we give them a badge and a gun, and yet he said they don't know the Constitution. And he said the biggest problem is they are enforcing statutes that violate the Constitution, and they're not aware of it. And he was going to change all that. He had Sheriff Mac, what was that gentleman, Joe Arpaio, how you say his name?
Yeah,
they were all here in town. And what was very strange was Carl Pittman was the only one we were hearing about running for sheriff. He didn't hardly hear anybody else's name. So we all figured he was going to win, and he was talking about teaching the Constitution again and stopping the enforcement of all these statutes that violated. But he didn't have it. The vote came in, and the word I got was it was very suspicious. And then there's a gentleman in Austin that I've talked to, and he's trained and believes that the statutes supersede the Constitution, and he said that's what he teaches to all the officers. So Carl's correct then that they're learning something that's not true. And what's bad is if you get pulled over and you mention the Constitution or a statute not being right, they label these people immediately as anti-government, and that's not what they are. Our good buddy Daniel Brigman wrote a great book, and you just read it, and I'm reading it, Alan. And it was called Forever 1776. And one of the greatest lines in that book was he said, this book is not attempting to revolt against our constitutional government. It is an attempt to restore it. And that's what people need to understand. If you're in law enforcement and somebody says, well, that statute violates the Constitution, before you get all upset and think you're dealing with some anti-government, anarchy type situation, talk to them and maybe go look up the statute. Maybe go look up the Constitution, and maybe you'll find out this is a very well-educated, decent person who doesn't understand where things went wrong.
Well, it's the training. From what I understand, the police chiefs a lot of them are sent over to Israel now, and here come the Jews again. But from what I understand, they are being sent over there, and they are being indoctrinated into a way of policing, law enforcing. I guess it's not policing anymore; it's law enforcing. And whether it's true that everyone goes over there or not, people have to realize that what a police force is a private mercenary army of the mayor and the town council, the city council, county commissioners, whatever you want to, whoever you want to throw in the power structure there of your little local community. And people, they're politicians. They will stand up in front of you and they will smile and they'll say, I'll put a chicken in every pot and, yada, yada, and do all the good things. But then it ends up with what we have with Trump right now. Like I said, all the things that he said he was going to do, whether he meant to or not, whether he had the good intentions, you look at his face after he came out of that first meeting where I guarantee you he was taken in, sat down, showed and or told things that here's the way the power structure really works and here's what's going to happen. You got in here somehow. We're not going to make it so blatant that everyone sees that you've done a complete 180 and everything, and you better not say anything about it because, if you love your children and your wife and your grandchildren and yada, yada, you're going to go along with what we tell you to, because we all know that the president is basically just a meat puppet up there. Someone, probably a Jew, has his hand stuck up his backside and he's working his mouth and turning his head and everything. But people have to understand that the police force, if it did start out as a good concept, okay, like many things, starts out as a good concept. They're here to serve and to protect our community and to make it a better place to live. Now it has just become a private mercenary army that is there to collect revenues as much as they can for the mayor and the city council and the people at the top who garner. Everyone knows that where does all this money go? What's with the CAFR, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, the second set of books that every county, every city, every state has, behind the scenes? We need more money. We need more money. We need more money. And those at the top keep raking that off under the table and, bettering their own lives and themselves. And the rest of us are out here just being cannon fodder. And it's not stop.
And I think, sadly, what you just said is so true. And I don't know what happened and how we got there. So, like I said, if Chris in Vegas is out there, maybe he can tell us a little bit about back when he was there. A friend of mine just retired after about almost 40 years in the police force, and he said anybody 50 and older is fed up with what they see going on today, and they're just trying to retire and get out.
Next time you see him, ask him when he saw this coming in. See if it kind of jives with the time frame that I saw it coming in where I was.
Yeah,
it'd be interesting to see his perspective on that. When did he see it coming in? When did all this? Was he paying attention when this? When it switched over from. You go out and you talk to your community, you actually know the people to where they were your enemies, and you don't do anything to them. You're suspicious of every time, if they look at you wrong, you can take them in. When did it change to that?
I'll have to ask him that. I know I had a situation that happened here a few weeks ago that really made me think about this. I had a lady who called me, and she was extremely sick. So sick that if she didn't know me, she probably would have went to an emergency room or one of those clinics. And she said, can you get me in? I said, you get here and I'll take care of you. So she was running very late when she got here. And when I opened the door, you could see her face. She was so sick that if you didn't know she was coming to me, you probably would have helped her to the hospital or an emergency clinic. And I said, come on in. And she said, you're not going to believe this. And I said, what happened? She said, on my way here, driving, just keeping up with traffic, we're all going about the same speed, some what they call fundraisers now, police officers, a bunch of them were in some parking lot, not even on the road, but off of the road quite a bit, but far enough where the radar gun still worked. And they pulled her over. And like I said, this woman, you could look at her face and see how sick she was. And she said, you know, what was wrong? And he said, well, you were speeding. And she said, well, I didn't think I was. I was just keeping up with traffic and I'm on my way to the doctor. I'm really sick. And I was just thinking about that because I feel so bad. Well, that would have been the time in the old days. And maybe it's still a lot of guys out there that think this way, but they would have said, ma'am, let me get you to the doctor or the hospital. Follow me. Instead, he pulled her out of there over into that parking lot and made her sit and wait for about 20 minutes while he ran everything and did all this. And like I said, if you saw her face, it would have scared you. You'd have said, this is a very sick woman. We need to help her. Instead, he made her wait. And he finally comes over to the window and gives her the ticket. And he tells her, oh, well, don't worry too much. You haven't had a ticket in a long time. Now, I thought, first off, she's really sick. How could you not see that and have some compassion? What if it was your daughter or your wife or your son or your dad or mom? And secondly, what business was it of his to tell her, oh, it's not going to be a big deal for you. You haven't had a ticket in a long time. This lady just started a new job. She was way behind on bills, struggling immensely trying to get back on her feet. And this ticket was the last thing she needed. Plus, she was miserably sick. So, again, anybody out there? Now, I have a lot of friends who are cops, and they say they don't do this kind of stuff. I have a friend in the FBI and all different positions, sheriffs and constables. They say they don't think this way, but they've been at it a long time, and they're all trying to retire and get out of it. But they do say that one of the problems is they enforce statutes. Now,
what it was, Doc, is that they saw an easy mark. You know, it's kind of like, you know, when they actually go in to, you know, to stop some trouble and without being called, you know, are they going to go in where there's a bunch of really tough, thuggy-looking guys, or are they going to go in where there's a bunch of metrosexual guys and see if they can, because they can rouse them real easy and they'll just pay up. They won't question anything. There'll be no problem with them. You know,
well, I hope somebody...
It's gone, like I said, it's gone to a revenue generation, Doc, and they're brought in, like you said, they're not taught about the Constitution, they're not taught about what they're really there for, they're brought in, I'm sure they're brought in their classes now, and they're taught that you're to uphold statutes, ordinances, rules, regulations, and you're to generate, you know, we're not telling you have a quota, but you have a quota, because if you don't write enough tickets, you might not have your job anymore if you're going to be out there and actually help the people. And not just generate revenue and increase the police department so we can get fancier toys and everything. I'm sure they're brought in and they're told all this stuff. You know, basically, you know, it's like, here's how it is. And,
well,
and I also know
nowadays
that there are guys that I saw them in high school, the ones that everyone picked on. You know, that they weren't jocks, they weren't heads, they weren't, you know, the smart kids. They were just kind of the goofy, dumpy looking kids. And everyone made fun of them. And in my town that I lived in, I know three of them that were in my class that went and became Fort Smith police officers, because then they had the power. And if they saw the jock that rousted them all the time in school, they could stop him for any reason and give him a ticket. They'd walk up and smash the taillight out with their baton and say, hey, you got a taillight out. I'm going to write you a ticket for that, you know?
Well, there's
I saw that myself.
There's our music on Republic
of
Texas
Radio.
We'll
be back
shortly. And we got Jerry, a caller. We'll pick you up on the other side. Hang with us.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars, AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. I apologize for that. Alan and I were rotating, taken in and taken out, and I didn't hear the music, I guess, when he heard it. So one of the things, Alan, I was wanting to ask you is, what do you think motivated that gentleman to see this very sick woman and still pursue with that ticket instead of maybe escort her to the doctor or the hospital? What was going on here?
That's one of the guys that is there for revenue generation. They saw an easy mark. That wouldn't cause them trouble. She's not going to show up. You know, want them to show up in court or anything like that. You know, she'll go ahead and she'll meekly pay her ticket, even though it's going to take, you know, maybe food off her plate. You know, they don't care. They're revenue generation. They've got a certain amount that they have to bring in. If they're not, they're not doing right for their police department. You know, very it's not what you're doing right for the community anymore. It's what you're doing right to increase the financial revenues of your police department.
And we have a caller, Jerry, in Chicago, Alan. Jerry, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much for taking my call. You know, you were talking about when it might have started to go bad, but it's been a big process. I say it started July of 1868, when the 14th Amendment was passed, and the standing president, Andrew Johnson, never signed it. His Secretary of State signed it, which all led into a de facto government, which everything now is de facto. And you can't make it right. And it's rules, regulations, statutes, codes, policies, revisions, and acts that they stand up for, rather than true law, which is an assault against one's person or property, is the only time law was called in.
Well, that makes sense. But you know what's bad today, and this is what we're talking about, is do you think the average cop today knows that they're violating the Constitution with the statutes? Because Carl Pittman said he don't think they do. And a lot of my friends say, what they hired into 25, 30 years ago does not exist anymore. So it may have changed back in 1868, but it's so out of control today that guys are enforcing statutes and they think that's what they're supposed to do.
Well, you know, go ahead,
Jerry. It's been that slow progression. You know, everything's incremental that they do. You know, if they did it outright, you know, everyone would complain about it and it'd become too obvious. I say, you know, after Rex 84, that's when it changed from police to law enforcement. Yeah, but, you know, actually, I agree with Jerry. You know, the police force, like I said, they're private mercenary armies, whether you like it or not. And whether it was 1868, you know, there always have been, you know, you've always heard about the Boss Hog. You know, down south, the Dukes of Hazzard, you know, Boss Hog and, you know, and Roscoe, you know, that's always been around. But as a general rule, I think, you know, most people that got into policing because they actually felt, you know, that they had a duty to their community. At least a lot of them did. There's always been the bad apples that get in because they have the power then. But, you know, it's a slow progression, yes. But after Rex 84 in about 1985 is when I really saw it start changing from being a police force to law enforcement. What do you think, Jerry?
Well, with Rex 84 also, you know, you took your local community police officer that was a member of that community when he wasn't a police officer, and you moved him up to, say, the north side of Chicago where he really didn't care about the people he was dealing with. The other thing, too, is the town that I live in, many, many years, they hired people from within the town to be the policing people here, and they trained them. This is before you had to have your fancy certificates and trained by the state and have somebody, you know, maybe take you over to Israel and watch the good old Israelites shoot across the border at the Palestinians, you know, with snipers and everything else like that to show you how they keep things in line with law. So, I mean, it's a brainwashing deal, but keep in mind, your mayor appoints your chief of police. Your chief of police does the hiring within the town of all of his local police officers. So you could see where this could go bad if you just get one bad apple in there.
Well, you know, Jerry and Alan, I saw something on TV the other night. They were talking about how many police chiefs and sheriffs across this nation that never, ever were out on the field. And I have always said you should never lead if you haven't followed because you don't understand what it's like at the bottom.
There's our music. Hang on, Jerry. Hey. We'll get you on the other side.
All right. Thanks.
Intentions, I wish I'd pay attention. It's like you said, it's in my head. We can't run circles till the morning comes. When it does, I know it's on. It's you and I. Wouldn't miss it for the sun.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Back. Welcome to Republic of Texas Radio on republicbroadcasting.org. You've got Doc and Alan were here. Our host and good friend Steve O'Brien loves to be on this show, and when he's not here, you know it was a bad thing. So we're hoping that he feels better and can get back here with us. We got Jerry from Chicago, and I was just saying for Alan and Jerry to throw some input back that I saw a program, and they said one of the problems in this country is that a lot of the police chiefs and sheriffs have never, ever worked out on the street. And so I always have said that you should never lead if you haven't followed, because you don't understand the real world. And that seems to be a big problem, especially according to the show the other day. What do you guys think?
Yes. This is the administrative state. They are administrators. They are not there to help and serve the community. They are there to administrate and to create a bureaucracy and keep that bureaucracy running. That is what their job is. They are the liaisons with the upper echelons. There's only so many towns in the country, and there's so many police chiefs. So, that gives them a special position. And they go to these meetings, and they go to these, continuing education classes, and they're taught that this is what's going on. It's changing, it's a fluid, living constitution. It's got to change, and yada, yada, You can imagine the Delphi technique that they get. And, for so many people, these people that have, they want more and more power, so they'll listen to anything, that makes them feel good. You go into a Delphi meeting, and it's like, well, that was a great idea, and y'all, good input, but we're going to go ahead and go this way, and it's what they wanted, that's what they were going for the whole time, but it makes these people feel good. These are the kind of people that this stuff works on. This is what's in control of our country now.
Well, do either of you gentlemen know anybody in law enforcement today that tells me the things like I'm hearing from my friends, that the guys that are 50 and over want out, they're fed up?
I can tell you that I'm happy to say that I don't know any police or sheriffs or deputies or anything, because I know them casually in passing, but you know, because I don't like who they are. You're in fear. I'm in fear of them all the time. Why should I have them as a friend?
How about you, Jerry?
Negative. I have two. One is a Will County retired sheriff's police, and the other one is a Chicago retired Chicago cop. And they never, ever agree with some of the things that I'm bringing up to them and with revenue generation and things like that. They never agree. They just kind of, in fact, they kind of try to end the conversation or walk away, go have a conversation with somebody else. And these are people I've known for over 35 years.
Well, yeah,
I went to high school with them.
I mentioned that gentleman that I know in Austin, and he wasn't doing it to be evil or doing in his mind, everything he was teaching was absolutely right. And he was teaching the officers about statutes. And in his heart, he felt that the statutes overrode the Constitution. And I told him, no, they don't. And he really believed that he was right. And what people forget, the Constitution very clearly says that whenever there's a conflict with the Constitution, that issue that is conflicting is null and void. But we've gotten away from that. And do you think it happened in 85, Alan? Or Jerry, do you think that happened in 1868?
Oh, way back. Go ahead, Jerry.
1868, I believe, was the start of it. 1985 was just another added thing, just like March of 33 under the Emergency Banking Powers Act. And you know, the false flags that get us into these endless wars of aggression with other countries. 1868, I believe, was the start of it. In fact, you might even want to go a little sooner back. We were never supposed to ever elect anybody that held a title of nobility, and they did it with Lincoln.
1776, and that would have been what, Illuminati. 70? I mean, how far do you want to go back? I mean, you know, there's always been manipulators. I mean, you want to go back to the beginnings of the Catholic Church or, you know, it's all been a means of manipulation of the populace.
Well, you know, the greatest template, I think, for being a law officer is go back and watch Andy of Mayberry. I know it was a TV show, but at that time, that was the real way it was in a lot of the towns in this country. And Andy, you know, was the typical role model of a sheriff. He was everybody's friend. He knew the people. He patrolled the streets. And they looked to him as somebody who was out there protecting and serving, not going to harass or lock him up. They weren't afraid when they saw his car. And that was really the way it was at that time frame. I'm not sure if that was the 50s, what they displayed in that TV show. But, you know, Andy himself said that he didn't want people to fear him because he carried a gun. He wanted them to respect him. And so he didn't carry a gun unless he needed one for, you know, something serious.
And look at his sidekick that was willing to arrest everybody. In fact, when Andy went out of town one time, didn't he fill the jail with mothers and fathers and kids and everything else like that?
Yeah, you had
the whole town was in jail. And if Andy hadn't come back, they would have killed Barney.
Yeah, and so
yeah,
I guess
true.
We could say it started. That was, and that show, you know, you got to remember all the ideas for these shows come from real life. And so that was probably what was going on at that time frame, is that you had the old school sheriff like Andy and the new young bucks like Barney coming up as deputies who wanted to enforce every little bitty thing that they could. And it was getting out of control maybe back then.
But, you know, this is how the mind control comes in, though, too. The subtle mind control that Hollywood's been involved in the whole time. You have all these shows, you know, the FBI, you know, with Sam and Joe Friday, and, you know, and you've got at One Adam 12, you know, we're here to serve and protect your community, and we only do good things. But, you know, and that's all we keep being shown this perception of the police as being there to serve and to help us. They don't ever do anything wrong, you know. It works. If it's put in front of you often enough, it becomes the truth.
Can I take you back to where, you know, when you said that a lot of these shows and programs were based on real life? You know, somebody did some research, and the Danny Thomas show, after his show had ended, they brought him in and put him in charge of programming. to start up all of these other shows. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what it is programming. Okay, if we believe it, this is the way it is because we see it on TV, and then we go out there and we find out it's a little bit different.
Yeah, well, because they control the information, you never hear about a lot of these bad things that go on, do you?
Yeah, very correct.
Exactly right.
Jerry, do you have anything else before we move on? We sure appreciate you calling in, and we really appreciate you listening.
Yeah, good talking to you.
Well, yeah, I do have one or two other things. Civil asset forfeiture is a big promotion for these guys to go out there and put a few bucks in their pocket or into their retirement. Keep in mind something, a lot of the judges are highly invested in the private prison, so it pays for them to send people off the jail, whether they're guilty or innocent. And the other thing there is a RBN host on 6 p.m. Central to 7 p.m. Central Saturday night, Gordon Martinez, with over 35 years in as a police officer. You might want to touch out to him, even though he'd have to get up at either 4 or 5 in the morning his time in order to be on your show. But you might want to reach out to him sometime and maybe law enforcement and maybe have a little two-hour debate between the five or six of you.
Well, that would be great, Jerry, and thank you so much. And again, ladies and gentlemen, one of the main reasons we're all here is hoping to make things better. So if there is a law enforcement person out there, ex or current, and you've got any ideas, please call in. The number is 1-800-313-9443. Because we don't want people to be afraid when they drive down the street and see a cop car. And we don't want the guy who's in that car to abuse that power. We want them to be there to protect and serve.
Yeah. I mean, am I just an oddball? You know, I would much rather have respect than fear of me. You know, that's just me, but maybe I'm an oddball, especially in today's world. But I would rather have someone respect me than fear me.
Yeah, and we got Caesar in New York. We're going to get close to the break, Alan, but Caesar, are you there?
Yeah, how are you today?
Well, we're doing good. It's nice to have you. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
It's good to hear. I love the show. You guys always put on a good presentation. If you read the Supreme Court, what they said, the police are not there to protect and serve. That's number one. And number two, you hit the nail on the head with the programming. That's why they switched over to the digital television, because it's much easier to, you know, send a signal through there that'll, you know, block your pineal gland or whatever. And train your thoughts.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And the cops don't realize that when they're out there screwing somebody over, that one day that person might drive by and see them on the side of the road bleeding, and they may not stop for them because they'll say, hey, you know what? This guy abused me.
Well, yeah, you're right. I saw a sergeant of the constable department here in the Houston area, and he was very aggressive, very abusive, treated the person like they had just killed the Pope. And I said to him, did you forget about protect and serve and that people are innocent until proven guilty and that you're just mishandling the situation and treating this person terrible for no reason? And his answer to me was, you don't know the kind of people we deal with. And I said, well, if this is how you treat everybody, I can understand the kind of people you deal with, because they're afraid. They see this kind of abuse, and he could get away with it because he was a sergeant in the constable department, and these people had no power. And it was, he was a perfect example of what's wrong. And then the two deputies that were with him, as soon as he left, they were a perfect example of how things should be.
And there are so many statutes, laws, rules, regulations, statutes, ordinances, whatever you want to give a name to them. There are so many of them out there that everyone is breaking the law. And so everyone has to live in fear. That's what they've got us doing, and that's what's wrong. It's got to change. I'm not anti-police. There is a need for you know, someone out there who is willing to, you know, take that, you know, dangerous job. You know, sheriffs, when you go to work, yeah, you're paid with the understanding that there are, yes, dangerous situations you will possibly get into. But that's not to mean that you treat everyone like it's one of those dangerous situations.
Well, you remember the old days, gentlemen, where there was a sheriff and maybe a deputy or two? But when the chips were down, he had to go to the everyday person and ask for a posse to help him. Well, the problem today is they've created this divide, and it's really scary, and that's what we're hoping we can make better, where there is protect and serve, there is a good relationship in the community.
What do you mean, help my neighbor? No, I'm just in it for me. That's today's world.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right. Caesar, anything else?
No, gentlemen. All I got to say is that we have lost our country. Statutes, regulations, ordinance, and code is not law. That is the fiction of law. And I think that, I think that we're on the road to no return. I mean, you know, in 1871, they changed the Constitution. Maryland and Virginia created that square mile that was called D.C., and they incorporated the U.S. and made it a corporation. And I guess what, the president is the chief executive officer of that corporation, and I guess the congressmen are just the managers. But, you know, they've got so much stuff on them that they really not there for us. I mean, they got so much skeletons in the closet, those congressmen. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, I believe that was called the Constitution for New Columbia is the name given to it. And you have to understand that all these bureaus, agencies, departments, et cetera, are created under the executive branch of the government and do not officially have to adhere to the Constitution. Only the president does.
Well, yeah, and one thing to think about, Caesar and Alan and everybody listening, is whenever the Supreme Court went from deciding if something was constitutional or not to becoming Democrats and Republicans and voting party lines and changing things, that might be a big key to when all this went downhill.
It goes to case law. It went to case law instead of constitutional.
Well, in 1933, under Erie Railroad versus Tompkins, the U.S. Constitution was suspended with the bankruptcy of 33, where we were sold out. So, I mean, everybody talks about a constitution, but there is none. When you go to court, it's either maritime admiralty, so the judge can't see you because you lost that seat. It's statutory. If you're in statutory court, don't even open up your mouth because they'll use 3 boxes of condoms on you, the extra large size, the ones they sell at Costco. And if you're an administrative, you're done. So you just got to look at the fringe on the flag, and that'll tell you under what jurisdiction you're under. And they don't care. And I don't see it. Listen, I see us going the path that what the Bolsheviks did in Russia. Because remember, that was a Bolshevik revolution. That was the Zionists behind that. That wasn't a Russian revolution. And I see that coming here to America, and I see the tyranny. There is no end to it. I see the chemtrails up in the sky. Yes. I see the nanobot technology. I see I see the people in the military. Everybody's going with this. All our generals are going with this. Now Trumpstein gave them the right that they could do whatever they want. They don't have to come to him. They could just do, hey, let's go bomb. Trumpstein says it's okay.
Well, anything else, Caesar, before we let you go and move on? You got a lot on.
No, that's it. I thank you, gentlemen. I think it's a done day.
Well, thank
Caesar,
you've
crawled inside my head, man. I can't disagree with anything you said, whether you like it or not. One way or another, we've lost the Constitution, whether it was 33, 1871. We've lost the Constitution, and when people keep talking about the Constitution, it just about drives you back crap crazy, doesn't it? I mean, it's just... people have to realize that what is actually happened and what's occurred in this country.
Well, you know, and I say this all the time, there are so many good people, a lot more good than bad, but most of them don't have any idea what's going on. They're busy raising their families and going to work. Today, they're Easter egg hunting and going to church. Some are doing the Passover. Some, it's just another Sunday. But people are busy with their lives, and they don't understand this. And if they hear something like this, they think there's some anti-government person because that's what the used-to-be mainstream media is telling people.
Yep, living in fear. Well, you guys, living in fear, running the rat race. Go ahead, Caesar.
You guys put on a good show. You guys are in Texas better than the Bill Hicks show. I guess Bill Hicks, he's part of Mockingbird. So you guys, at least you keep it on point. And, you know, the people ain't as dumb as, you know... Trust me, the Gordon Maine is dumb as they think they are, you know?
Yeah, it's there. It's been trained out of them, Caesar. The school system and the media manipulation. You read things like propaganda and all these different mind control things that they can do, and you begin to understand and see how they've molded and manipulated society to be what they want to, and it's hard to accept that what you've been living is a lie. Here's the music. We'll be back on the other side. Thanks, Caesar.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back. It's Alan and Doc. Our host and good friend Steve is down for the count today, but hopefully we'll have him back here next week. We've been talking about what we can do to get away from this fear of law enforcement people and back to a time when protect and serve, and you were glad to see the neighborhood guy in your neighborhood. I don't understand what's going on. In the area where I live, your taxes pay for the sheriff's department. And on top of that, all the neighborhoods are paying for an extra deputy or constable to patrol their neighborhood. So you're paying homeowners' fees for an extra deputy, and you're paying very high taxes if you live in the Houston-Harris County area, and probably most of this country, for the sheriff's department and the local police departments, and the schools have a police department. It has gotten to the point where every time somebody looks up, they see a patrol car and they're afraid. They go in the store, they see a guy, they're afraid. They're afraid to make eye contact, thinking he's going to think they did something wrong. It's sad. We've got to change it.
Doc, you've got code enforcement driving around town, seeing if your grass is an inch too long, or if you've got a gutter that's out of place. You've got property owners associations, homeowners associations. You've got neighborhood watch programs. All this stuff, another thing that really kind of freaks me, Doc, about this, along this same line, is that do you remember who Tom Ridge, you know, the first director of the Department of Homeland Security, which was created under the executive branch, it is a department. So it does not, if the Constitution was in play, it wouldn't actually have to order answer to that. It would just be the president that it answers to. They hired two guys, one guy named Yevgeny Primakov, who was the former head of the KGB, or a KGB directorate. I'm not sure which exactly. It's been a while since I've looked into it. And another guy named Marcus Wolf, who is now dead, who was the head of the East German Stasi. And if anyone knows or does not know what the Stasi was, look at STAZI, I believe it is, or TZI, Stasi. But they hired these guys as consultants to the Department of Homeland Security. What on God's earth do you think they could have been advising and consulting with them on what to create? What do you think that might have been? A police state where everyone stabs everyone else in the back and doesn't care about anyone but themselves. You don't even trust saying anything in front of your pet dog because your dog might have a microphone or learn to talk or something. That's what they're eventually getting to, people. This is what it's coming to. But surely it can't happen here. We're the most advanced nation on the planet, right? We're the most civilized ever. Yeah.
Yeah, well, one of the problems is we have way too many agencies that have these police powers, and most people don't even know how many of them there are. It's unbelievable. And I remember a while back, the Postal Service
never voluntarily makes itself smaller. I've said that many, many times.
Yeah, you're very correct. It's not getting smaller voluntarily at all. We never needed a Homeland Security. I don't understand that at all. You had plenty of coverage for all these things, and Homeland Security for a country that's complaining they can't pay their bills. No telling what Homeland Security is costing.
Yep, and there's our music again, Doc. As we'll get on the other side. We got any callers coming in?
Not at the moment.
All righty, we got plenty to talk about.
Instead they gave with all that they had to give. Made sure that their brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.